Farm Network YouTube channel.
Most of the intended corn acres were planted in the central Red River Valley. Here's Brent Coles, who sells Channel Seed at Clifford, North Dakota.
With the seed dealership business, we're probably thinking somewhere in that 80% of the corn that was planned kind of went in. Obviously not on all the fields that it was planned on. There probably got to be a little bit of corn on corn in some certain fields that were tiled and dried off and et cetera, a little better than others. But yeah, for the most part, it was a pretty good push with the corn, and now it's just on to the soybeans and dry beans for growers through here.
And the investment that was made in fertility was a factor in what got planted this past week.
With the seed dealership business, we're probably thinking somewhere in that 80%. Many growers, including our farm, had N on that we just needed to get corn or wheat on. And many of the guys were able to do that last week and pretty much buttoned up what they needed to get in for corn. And surprising, in talking to the elevator manager, they did go through quite a bit of wheat with the market prices where they were at, did entice a lot of wheat acres last week too. So I think we'll see a little reduction in our beans through here. I know guys can plant beans a little bit later, but I think what doesn't get planted and what went to wheat and corn will be a little less on the soybean acres through here.
During a Friday